Grace to you and peace from the one who is and was and is to come. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So begins this Gospel of John. And then in verse 14, we read, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." This start to our chapter of the Gospel answers the question of this sermon title, "Where is Christ?" We could, of course, point to the ubiquity of God and say that Christ is everywhere, but the scriptures tell us more specificity. Where time answer that question of John's disciples, where are you staying? Or more precisely from the Greek, where does Christ abide? Where does Christ abide? From the words of this gospel, we know that Christ is found in the Word of God. In fact, Christ is the Word of God, the Logos, from which we get a ton of English words, from logic to logo to lexicon and lectionary. Logos is one of the key concepts of Greek thought, and thus it wends its way through our understanding of who Christ is for us and how Christ comes to us. It is through Word that Christ is and through Word that Christ comes. Even the ancient church fathers spoke loudly about Christ, the Logos of God, Christ, the Word of God. So, we can find Christ in the words about God. The first example is that the scriptures, the writings that tell us about Christ. So it is that today we read the pronouncement that John makes about Jesus, who Jesus is and why he came, and why we can trust Christ. John is not just the baptizer, but also, and more importantly in this gospel, John, in today's gospel, is John the witness. John the witness of Christ, the one who points us towards Christ. So then we see in today's scripture that we not only find about Jesus from the scriptures themselves, but also we discover Christ from God's witnesses, the people of God who speak about him. John spoke about his relationship with Jesus, about who Jesus was in his life. And so we can also say by extension that we find Christ in the proclamation of the good news. And in Lutheran understanding, that proclamation is brought about through this medium in which we are participating right now. When the Word of God is rightly proclaimed in worship, sermons are also God's Word that comes to us and reveals Christ to us in such a way that we can see Christ more clearly. But that's not all. We also find Christ in those things that we are talking about the children today, the sacraments. And so it is that with John the Baptizer, we are introduced to the bath of God, baptism. Baptism introduces Christ to us. It is that sacrament of initiation. In this bath of Christ, the Word, the Logos of God, enters our lives and dwells within us. It is not only through water, remember, as I told the children, but rather through water which is connected with God's Word, that Logos of God. Jesus is the baptizer at every baptism, not John, not the pastor, and as John revealed to us in today's gospel, Jesus baptizes not with water at all, but with the Holy Spirit, the one whom the Spirit every once in a while, I get lost. Jesus baptized the Mother of the Holy Spirit. The one upon whom the Spirit descended is the one who baptizes with the Spirit. And with that Spirit comes the gifts of relationship. So in baptism comes relationship with God and God's people. And it is in relationship that the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. So also, we find Christ in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, in, with, and under the bread and wine. And we discover that the Logos of God is there, too. The Word is made flesh for us as Christ comes to us in the Holy Meal to keep us in relationship with Jesus Christ, which began at baptism. And that's why we will offer the meal every Sunday, so that those who need and desire the companionship of God may have it. Around the table, God renews and refreshes us as a community of God's people. as a community of God's people, so that we come together to sing praises of God, to rehearse the strictness of the law, to be freed by the good news of the gospel. And we are through these things, we are made ready for the reception of God's holying spirit, the meal that Jesus makes for us around this table. And so it is around the table that we gather sinners around this great meal of grace. And we see yet another manifestation of Christ revealed as well. Verse 14 said, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." That Greek word "lived" means to pitch a tent. We are taken back to the time before the prophet Isaiah, way back to the earliest days of faith, when people of God like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived in tents and migrated from place to place. It is in our neighbors, even those who live in tents along our roadways, that we see Christ and Christ among us. As we come forward for the Lord's Supper, and as we see the imperfections of our sisters and brothers gathered around this communion rail, we also see in them the promise that Christ made for us, that we are sisters and brothers in faith in spite of our imperfections. In the person kneeling us, in the person across the chancel from us, there too is Christ showing us that we too are accepted by God just as much as that other person, even with our own failings. And so we come to the table imperfect, and yet we come as we are. We are not as perfect as Christ is, and never will be in this life. And still we come to the table of grace, sinners redeemed by God, and saints made holy because God is already holy for us. Sinners and saints, we are both together. So God calls us by the Holy Spirit to relationship with God and each other, that we might learn who Christ is in word and in sacrament, and that we may learn to love as God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have life everlasting. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that it might be saved. So it is also in and through the love of God that Christ is discovered as well. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God in them. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in your faith, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may be rich in hope. Amen.